Current conventional wisdom holds that Canada has a two-sided real estate market. On one side, the Toronto and Vancouver markets are moving at a breakneck pace, driven by strong economies and foreign investment. But they're also facing high demand and a woeful lack of supply. On the other side is the rest of Canada, which isn't faced with the same affordability concerns but still has challenges unique to individual regions. Every market offers opportunities for savvy developers and investors. And that is the main message from this year's survey. Despite concerns, there is room to grow, as long as you keep your finger on the pulse of your future buyer's needs. Investors and developers have continued to turn their attention to Eastern Canada, and Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec City appear to be the principal beneficiaries of this shift in the commercial space. Calgary, still dealing with the impact of the oil sector's downturn, is holding its own as developers and investors bide their time until better conditions return. While Edmonton's market has softened, infrastructure projects and downtown redevelopment have mitigated oil's impact. Halifax is seeing a boom in multi-residential, although worries exist about the hollowing out of its commercial core. And in Vancouver, everyone is waiting to see what the long-term fallout from the British Columbia government's additional 15% property transfer tax on foreign buyers will be. At the time of writing, Vancouver real estate had begun softening, although it is not clear how much is attributable to the new tax, and experts anticipate that investors will turn their focus to Toronto,